This is Bird Note. The Shinnecock people have a long and storied relationship with the wetlands and birds of what is now Long Island, says Indigenous water scientist Kelsey Leonard.
Birds are our witnesses. Their presence or absence signals whether the water, the land, are being cared for properly.
Kelsey says waterfowl hunters have helped to document that natural history. In many Indigenous hunting traditions, duck decoys are crafted to look so lifelike that they can lure free-flying ducks to wetlands where hunters lie in wait.
We at Shinnecock, we carved those out of different varietals of wood, and they represent just this broad swath of shorebirds, waterfowl, different types of ducks. We have some of those still in the cultural material record that are over 100 years old.
Some of these Shinnecock decoys depict species that are no longer found on Long Island.
These carvings, they're not just artifacts. They're a testimony to that relationship and how one individual had to have such a unique relationship with that bird to understand how to draw with such meticulous care that they confused and deceived other birds. And that is very important for how we document a loss of biodiversity and a loss in relationship to climate change.
Learn more about Indigenous science and practices in the latest season of Bring Birds Back, available in your favorite podcast app. For Bird Note, I'm Jonies Franklin.
Yeah. music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back to the Open Mic Show with Camila and Leo Luna and guests. My name is Leo Luna, and we're broadcasting live from CJSF Radio 90.1 FM from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. And we're going to start with a lot of really cool stuff, but before we get there, I got to bring up the fan drive, which a lot of artists that had been coming into the studio, they want to be part of it because, I mean, we're reaching about 20,000 people on a weekly basis just on the radio with our local reach. That doesn't count the broadcasting and the podcasting. And we're right now at 18,000 views in the last 90 minutes on the Yuka Stereo page. Thank you so much. This is thanks to you. And this platform is for you guys. And this is why it's important that you guys support our fundraiser. Because us, as Latinos, we are underrepresented minority, and you guys having me here is a big honor and a big responsibility to be a voice for our community. So it is very important that we have a voice, and you guys can count on me. I had to detach myself from my personality, therefore I have to wear a mask, and it's a great thing. But that being said, we spoke already a little bit about the fan drive, and it is official. Now we have our Mexico City, Vancouver corresponsal, Camila, who's going to be here hosting the show with me. And
Hi, everyone. ¿Cómo están? Hi, Vancouver. I'm so excited to be here once again. Thank you so much, Leo. Thank you so much for being here. And yeah, a lot of Latino representation here in the studio. And I'm so excited to introduce to the guest today, which is La Chilanga in Vancouver.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm so proud, and I'm so thankful to be with you guys today here, representing not just Mexico City, but Mexico and all Latin America. So thank you for inviting me today.
Hey, it's a pleasure too. So tell us a little bit about your show. You have a comedy show, right?
I have a comedy show. I do. It's a mix of comedy and coaching.
Comedy and coaching.
Exactly. I am a life coach. And when I finished my training, I was like, I want to do something different. I like to party, as you guys all know.
Oh, we like to party. We like to party.
We're very Latino. And I just wanted to do something different. And the idea of having a show with comedy and coaching came to my head. And it just brought life to my heart even before it started. So from there, I started working to start speaking in public because I never done that before. I started working with a little bit of the comedy community here in Vancouver, from the not just Latino community, but there is a group of comedians that do comedy with an accent.
Oh, wow. Where?
They are normally in Calabash Bristro or in Gastown. There's like different places.
You guys do know that we are volunteers and we don't charge. So if you guys want to come and promote your products like she's doing, it's completely fine as long as you're here because you're representing your brand. So tell us more about the Calabash Bristro, please.
So that's where I started. There's a restaurant that gave me the first opportunity to start doing these things. And then now I'm presenting my show every Wednesday at 8 o'clock
Fantastic.
At night in Union Latinos.
Oh, Union Latinos.
Yes, it's a restaurant on Granville Street. It's a Colombian restaurant. Yes.
Yeah, it has some chicharrón there. It's really good.
Las empanadas.
Really?
Yeah, it's at every Wednesday. Las empanadas have a great price. They're like in discount. So it's a great place to go. The entry is for free. It's free for all. It's just an opportunity to make community, to get together, to have... The name of the show is called Bendita Catarsis.
Bendita Catarsis.
So what we do is a catharsis. We just talk. We learn about others, each other's stories. I like to call it chismecito.
Chismecito.
I like to know, to have some chismecito.
That's why we're on the radio.
Exactly. That's why we're here. And because I like chismecito. It's part of me. It's part of my nature. Right?
Yeah.
And if you don't like chismecito, don't come. don't come. But it is a great place to do that. And then at the end of the show, we end with an hour of karaoke. So
oh,
first,
you guys have karaoke,
yes.
too. Oh, wow. But hold on. Hold your horses.
Yes.
Let's listen to Los Furios.
Los Furios.
Con la cantina.
La cantina.
Oh. A ver, una vez, una vez, una vez, una vez.
Again.
Y tenemos ahora Los Furios con
la cantina.
Eso.
Súbele, Pancho.
Sole.
This is brand new from Los Furios. You can check it out on their pages. Súbele, Pancho. Camila y María Fernanda. In CJSF Studios, broadcasting live from CJSF Burnaby.
Dame un whisky con hielos, sabes lo que va a pasar. Hoy vamos a tomar toda la noche sin parar. Échame un shot de tequila, otro consejo más. Señorita, pa' soñar y pa' olvidar. Existen problemas en esta vida y las tentaciones no nos dejan en paz. Escoge tu veneno, escoge tu veneno, escoge tu veneno. En la cantina. Dame un ron con coca, un pulque para llevar. Óyame, cantinero, sírvame otra copa más. Otra ronda de cerveza y otro pinche mezcal. Puedes hablar con los ángeles, pero el diablo ya va a llegar. Existen problemas en esta vida y las tentaciones no nos dejan en paz. Escoge tu
de regreso aquí en CJSF. You're listening to the Open Mic Show with Leo Luna and Camila Plas, guest hosting La Chilanga en Vancouver.
Otra vez, perras. Porras, porras. Ya vine.
Cuerpo.
Escuérdense. Ah, no es cierto.
Oigan, y pues les quiero decir que the Goals for Our Fun Drive, we call it the Fun Drive because it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of rock and roll, a lot of dancing, a lot of singing. We're looking to reach $10,000, which I don't think is very much.
No,
I think we can do it. Yeah. And the Fun Drive is going to be running from November the 3rd to the 9th. So you have a week time. And if you want to donate ahead of time, you can reach us out here at the studio. You can also, you know what? They've been encouraging me to get you guys to call into the studio. Our phone number here at the studio is 778-782-2573. And once again, that is 778-782-2573. We also do take text and anything else you want to comment. As long as it doesn't, you know, hinder anybody, doesn't insult anybody, then it's mostly welcome. Camila, so what do we have next?
What do we have next? I took the DJ. You're the DJ.
We have a brand new release from Mama Cafe.
Ooh.
This is a dancing groove. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is a worldwide premiere.
Wow. Let's go.
Súbele, Chilanga.
Get in at the groove and move. Put on your dancing shoes. Get in at the dancing mood. This is the dancing groove. Can you hear? The dancing groove. Mama, mama, can do it too. Papa, papa, je t'aime beaucoup. Je t'aime beaucoup. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ladies, where you at? 1, 2, 3, 4. Fellas, where you at? 1, 2, 3, 4. Ladies, where you at? 1, 2, 3, 4. Fellas, where you at? It don't matter if you're rich, just get in at the mood. It don't matter if you're poor, put on your dancing shoes. Come from Lagos, Abidjan, just come in at the dance and move. Everybody get in at the groove. So what? Put on your dancing shoes.
I get crazy,
cause this is the dancing groove. The dancing groove. Everybody move. Just put on your dancing shoes.
Yeah, my shoes.
Everybody get in at the mood. The dancing groove. Mama, mama, can do it too. Papa, papa, sister, you who? Mama, mama, can do it too. Papa, papa, je t'aime beaucoup. Mama, mama,
I love you so much.
Yes, everybody get in at the groove. Put on your dancing shoes, cause this is the dancing groove. The dancing groove.
I think you want to go to Earth.
What? You said I'd hate it.
Find out for yourself you hate it.
I don't want to go.
Yes, you do.
¿Cuál es tu business? ¿Sabes cuál es tu business, locutora?
Pues acabamos de escuchar Dancing Groove de Mamá Café, esa fue la primera canción, y ahorita Tropical Moon de Humanoid No More.
Que está buenísima, oigan, está padrísima. Qué padre es conocer un nuevo talento, la verdad. Uh-huh. Oigan, yo los quiero invitar en inglés o en español. En inglés, en las
dos. Es Spanglish, but Spanglish. I think both. So okay.
Bueno, Spanglish. Primero Spanglish. Primero los invito en español y luego los invito en inglés. Bueno. Viene un evento maravilloso la próxima semana. Si usted, señora, señor, señorita, le gusta la comedia, viene Se Me Subió el Muerto, que es un podcast en español. If you like comedy in Spanish, come next Tuesday. Es el próximo martes 14 de octubre a las 8 de la noche en el Waterfront Theater en Granville Island. Ahí va a estar este show maravilloso de Se Me Subió el Muerto. We're gonna laugh because the weather is turning. It's getting gloomy. It's getting dark. It's getting cold. Uh-huh. So if you guys want to warm up a little bit and you want to have fun and enjoy comedy in Spanish, come and watch the show again. Se Me Subió el Muerto.
Se Me Subió el Muerto.
The dead jump on me.
No manches, Pancho, ya te van a quitar el trabajo, güey. Ponte a trabajar, Pancho.
Oye, como le dicen ellos, se me up el dead. Así, se me up el dead. Vayan a verlos, va a estar maravilloso. Ahí vamos a estar echando descuque. And that same day, I'm just going to do promos because that's what I like to do. That awesome. Same day is the introduction, is the first day of the Latin Heritage Month with Latincuber. Saludos a Latincuber.
Oh, yeah, Latincuber. Saludos. Yeah, I think they're at Brentwood. They have a big festival
yeah,
going
they're
going
to have
right?
it all Two month.
Days, all month.
Sí.
All month.
El primer día, the first day, is October 14, actually,
October 14.
At Granville Island.
Okay.
That's going to be great. It starts at 5 o'clock, and I think it ends at 9, at 8.
Oh, wow.
So
nice.
If you want to go and have two shows, two back to back. Go first to the Latin Heritage Month.
Intensa.
Yeah.
Intensamente.
Yeah. Así nos gusta. A todo lo que se pueda.
No que no.
Intensa. Sí, como chicas. Ah,
vámonos con la que sigue. Nunca un paso atrás. Saludos a nuestro querido amigo pastor. Hermano, ya vamos a ver aquí la logística. Ya tenemos que hablar acerca del video de esta rola, porque si no la han visto, los cinematográficos y escuchado, o sea, ahí les va. Nunca un paso atrás. Pastor.
Échale.
Muy buenas tardes, bienvenidos. Yo soy Sophie.
Óyelo. Escúchalo. Ella es Zoraida Noriega, Rubén Pastor y Lengua Alerta en especial combinación. Ajá.
Pusiste tu